Log Talk Radio.
The background noise. The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about all this. The truth is, we are basically spreading this message to the world because this is something everybody needs to hear. This affects all of us. Now, hold on. I'm not just saying this as somebody who is basically more than just a little bit desperate to get fans. I'm telling you right now, everybody needs to get behind this cause. This is something everyone needs to plug into. It's that important. Hello, I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. Listen, don't just listen, talk, get involved. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, are you there? Dang. Okay, I guess I'm doing this myself tonight.
I'm here.
Oh, all right. Okay. Do you have something you want to add? Oh, no, wait. I should basically take a moment, a shout-out to basically the singer Maya Harrison. Check her out. She's got quite a little tour. She's on herself. She is doing some big things. This little girl is making herself heard. She has a website. You can buy pretty much anything on it. I know we live at a time when music is free, you know, free downloading and all that, but seriously, buy something of hers. Help the girl. Support the cause. Dang it. Even every musician kind of needs to make money somehow to keep what they got going on.
Hold on a second, sir. We ain't talking about no girl. That's a woman. Let's make sure we ain't talking about a little girl. We're talking a woman, man.
I called her girl in a friendly kind of girl, my home girl, whatever. Wait, look, it's just,
yeah,
that was not, that, no, that was not meant as any form of disrespect.
You're not having a private discussion with just a private, you know, behind the scene. This is a public, so everyone don't know what you think.
All right, let's continue with the show. All right. Hey, tell me, I got to ask you this. Do you think I should basically launch in my whole story about how I came to be on the air again?
No. I mean, you could give people some highlights of what the show is about.
All right, okay. The show is basically about how we are going all around the globe and trying to heal the world. We pick up garbage off the street and help the homeless get off it as well. A lot of poor souls being thrown out there, being discarded like so much waste. And we feel like in the 21st century, and all that this is not the way to go. It's not the way to be. To look at people as obsolete, to be discarded, like so much trash, whatever, is a very old and outdated idea, we believe, and it's something we need to – this is a practice we need to give up on. We've got to connect everybody. We are the human race. We should be plugged into each other somehow in some way. All right. Now, if you were listening last night, we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, all right? Once again, very far from where I had been. And I told you the city was beautiful. And once again, I made some friends out there. I basically touched some souls. Help pick this up, pick that up, and just listen to people. Once in a while, you don't even have to basically – I know they all ask me for money. They all ask spare some change. They always do that. But you know what? I stopped to listen to them. And then here's the thing. I think it was Organic who kind of told me, now, you know what, you got to be careful. Some of these people, you shouldn't get too close. Some of them on the street or there, whatever, it's like petting some stranger's dog. You don't know how he treats that dog. You don't know how he's going to respond to people he doesn't know. People like can be like that, too. They can be rabid. You know what I'm talking about. Especially on the street, they got nothing to lose. They don't have much to gain, either.
See, I'm going to say something to you. It's one thing to give your own opinion. That's one thing to have your own opinion, right? It's another thing to give people this kind of exaggeration, fantasy of something that I'm not doing, right? So you start putting words in my mouth, saying this person will do. Guess what? I don't deal with people that are relocated like that, right? I don't deal with it because I've experienced too many people that was relocated different stages in my life, and I know that as a whole, this is something that can change any moment within the person you're dealing with. As you're dealing with a person with a problem, you've been dealing with a person with amazing ability. See, because they're human beings that have exceptional understanding, exceptional frequency level to see things, experience things, to be a powerful moment in life where you have forgotten on the clock. These are people on experience and going through things and navigating the time right now that we are dealing with in life. We're dealing with capacities of millions and millions and millions of people that have been like this through time and time, and maybe more than that, the number, I said millions and millions, maybe more than that, over a period of time where they're experiencing what we're going through collectively and what we have been dealing with, right? You don't think this is something that people have been dealing with on a bigger scale through life, different time zones? They've been dealing with this kind of oppositional. Now, people are talking about it across the world, and this is where they get to see a experience of someone come from a different direction and a different obstacle that has to be pushed down, so they have to pray for their blessings within that opposition where people have been there. Inner desires, understanding what they really needed, and seeing someone be in the way line behind them in their own oppositional experience. And then they're connecting with others, saying, oh, this is a different way to see this. We have to connect and understand it's bigger than what we have been conditioned to understand. This is comedy organic, okay? Comedian organic, okay? And I like to say, how you doing, DJ Butterfly Feces, you know, how are you doing this Disabled Awareness Month? You've been going through obstacle moments. I want to say appreciate you, appreciate the platform, appreciate the people that are able to tune into the platform, appreciate those that are staying tuned in the platform and following the platform, all those other venting and idea people out there, appreciate you for actually staying tuned in, appreciate your viewers for actually staying tuned in to you and actually allowing your viewers to actually be representing another bigger level of appreciation, connecting. Thank you, everyone. And
DJ Butterfly CC. Go ahead, man.
All right. Truth is, I reach out to people. I had to. I had to. Sometimes it's just enough to sit down and ask to hear their story. And basically, I came across, in our previous episode, North Carolina, Charlotte, a family that had just been kicked out on the street, just exiled. And once again, I manage to help get them off the street, at least for a while. Even I was wondering, how long is it going to last? But no, you know what? Dang it, I made my mark. I made my move. I got them that high up. And you know what? I cleaned up their town. Maybe now, basically, now they can basically save money on, you know, picking up trash to begin with and give more to the homeless. I basically wondered, maybe we could ask them directly to do that. When they asked me, basically, who was paying me, because they knew in a way I didn't work for the city, I told them, I work for this cause, this one right here, whatever. Now, after that was up, there we were off on our next destination. Where do we go to, mind you? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I've been told that our dear friend Talk Dude is from, is what I've heard, whatever. Now, the truth is, at first, I didn't know what to think of basically when we were headed to Pennsylvania, you know? I wonder if it's going to be Amish country or something. What's it going to look like? I don't want to stereotype. I don't want to label. I don't want to basically, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't want to, you know, stop to categorize everything and whatever. But I was genuinely curious about how all this was going to play out. In the end, we wound up there. It's true. There we were, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got off the train, and dang it all, I looked around, and once again, I saw, well, not the biggest city I've ever seen, but a major metropolitan city that looked respectable and clean and whatever, and I wanted to check it out. I wanted to observe it a little bit. I was like, but of course, I knew, come on, effort first. We're not here to go sightseeing. It's good that We do that in passing usually after we feel enough of our job is done. We were there to help. Anywho, what to say? Well, and I noticed something. Once again, they had a garbage problem too. They had a problem with especially garbage, and I saw.
Don't try to force yourself. If you complete it, outward information. Just let it be. Allow it to come to you. Experience this. We are about organic experience. We ain't about a cross contamination, bringing false information, contaminating people's experience. Because guess what? At the end of the day, the experience that people are having, that is something that they're identifying at the level and at the length of the distance that they're able to measure with daylight, right? But collectively, how we are making things collectively work, it changed. Come on now. It's not about just you. It's about the team effort to make this work, right? You're as good as the weakest link in your team. If your team don't have these components, you're going to suffer in many ways. The effort is to make the task not harder, right? It's about making it work smoothly, because you don't have all the organized things that you think when you're dealing with emergency life assistance people need. And saying that, oh, I do this, I do that, guess what? Take the time, appreciate your experience. Talk, dude, keep going. I'm listening.
All right.
Guess what?
Dang.
I call this guy the dude. So, you know why? Because what he did, he just brought up Talk Dude, right? Yeah, I don't know what he did. Talk dude out there, man. We're going to get you on here, because I know this guy, he keeps saying things about you subliminally. He's trying to be slick. In my world of comedy, it's somebody that's trying to talk about you on a slide. DJ Bubba Feezy, you got some animosity towards Talk Dude, and you need to work these things out. Beautiful way, you know? And the connect is going to make you have enhancement of ability that you may not recognize. Appreciating each other is going to be the task that make everything work for the better. You realize that? Because Tom Dude, he's going to talk about you. Believe me, he's going to talk about you, because that's how he is. He's talking from his experience, and he's going to take things you say. Whatever you say, he's going to come right back with it. So realize the things you say, they're going to be brought right back up by Tom Dude. But anyway, moving on, everyone. This is October, International Disabled Awareness Month. Appreciating the actual experience, the actual overcoming, and those that actually making things happen, have made things happen, and going to keep making things happen. I appreciate you. I appreciate those that have been doing it. And that does not mean appreciation stop, because I bring up new appreciation for those that are being appreciated at this point in time. No, it's not. You're not. See, the appreciation, what I'm saying, you're a part of that connection. So that means that the harvest came. We got to make sure that we're appreciating seeing you in the time of your need. Everyone, appreciate your moment in time. I'm going to step off for a moment. Let DJ Bubba Feezy speak.
There we were, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In a way, I felt like about as far from McKinleyville, California, as possible. Ah, McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I've told you about my hometown, haven't I? I've rapped quite a bit about it. I know I have. Because, dang it, we've been everywhere, but I still look at that as the best place on earth. You know? All right. So anywho, as soon as we got off, there we were, picking up trash, and I noticed once again, lines and lines of tents. People basically cast adrift. And this is one of those places where it snows. You know, it's especially hard to basically see anybody who's homeless in one of those cold climates. We were in North America. Dang it. I stopped by, and I basically just started picking up trash. I told them with a big smile on my face, we're going to pick up all this trash so it's a little nicer for you to live here. As soon as we're done with that, we're going to try and see how many of you we can get up off the streets. You've been thrown out like garbage, but don't worry. You're going to be recycled. You're going to be reborn. You're going to basically find yourself in a nice, warm place that's got a roof and four dang walls and a nice, warm bed. Hot meal in you. We'll find a way. Even organic was telling me, don't.
Stop destroying people's peace with disaggerated fungus that's called fecal waste of destruction, okay?
People
never
already
heard that expression
seeing
before.
Problems. People are seeing the problem, CCs, okay? And they don't need somebody to over-exaggerate something that is not happening, right? That's nothing like kill somebody's fantasy, right? You can kill people's things that they haven't done, but kill people's fantasy, man, that's another level of destruction, bro. All right, keep on.
All right, so anywho, even he was telling me, dude. Oh, it's 9:15 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone. All right. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on in your mind? You know, I heard those homeless people, I heard about them tell their tale, give their testimony. You can do it yourself. You can be heard too, okay? This Disabled Awareness Month. Any day, any time you're on, let yourself be heard. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Anywho, once again, we picked up garbage. We made the city look a little nicer. Some people at us on the street stopped and smiled. They could really see that we were here doing something. They see they weren't just being sociable and polite. You could have smiled some, but even somebody you don't know, just to say, hey, how are you? You know, that's how friends get started. But nah, dude, see, here's the truth. Here's the fact. They saw we were doing something. They could appreciate it. I'm not saying it never happened before, you know, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I got to tell you, we weren't getting a lot of it. I saw people basically looking at us, just shaking their heads, going, geez, I wouldn't want their job. As if we were doing the lowest thing on earth. You know, in a strange way, see, this is a problem. This is a thing, you know. You have to basically be grateful to the guy who cleans up after your mess, but in a lot of ways, you don't respect him. No, it's true. If they had studied, worked a little harder in life, they'd be doing something a little bit more respectful. They'd be behind a desk, typing into a computer, pulling down serious stacks of cash. But a few people did appreciate us, and they appreciated us a bit in Pittsburgh. Once again, it was a little cold, it was a little drafty there. But dang, we did it. There we were, picking up garbage, picking up trash and whatever. After it was over, I stopped and said hello to the people on the street, the people who were in their little tents. I stopped to say hello. I basically asked, what's your story? Once again, they told a lot of the same story. And you know what? There was one couple that was kind of there. They admit that they were basically in love, pathologically married. Now, the truth is, they admitted they weren't married. When I asked why, they said ever since they wound up on the street, they couldn't afford the service. But they're as married as they need to be. They didn't need a piece of paper. They didn't need to basically, you know, have some legal, official, red tape, bureaucrat, rubber stamp something to solidify that. Their love was solidified. They met each other on the street. And they were getting by doing it together, just them. I told them my story. I told them what I've been telling you. I told them all about McKinneyville, California. I told them about how I was discovered, how I found my rich, and how this guy was taking care of us. He was having us go all around, pick up the garbage, and helping people get off the street. I wanted to basically help them and then get them off the street. They flat out turned me down. They really did. They basically said they're just fine here. They'd appreciate a nice meal, but they didn't want to have to go punch the clock. You see, this way, if they had basically, he told me, if they had gotten a job, they'd have to spend most of their time working, being apart. This relationship between them was so solid because all they had was all the time in the world to be together. I was taken aback. Dang, I got to tell you, that made me more than just a little bit misty. That they were willing to be in all this together. That they weren't looking to basically get off the street. In a way, in a real way, I got to tell you, I envied them. I mean, I was so terrified that I was going to do my job wrong, and Organic was just going to basically kick me off and just said, get out here, here. You're one of them now. In a way, I was truly a vagabond. You know what the actual definition, the little term for vagabond is? It's somebody who is homeless and aimless but wanders around like a drifter. No address, no job, just wanders from place to place. But see, I took it upon myself to call every person, every vagrant, a vagabond. Just like the way it sounded, there was something so noble about it. In a way, a lot of people discover who they really are when they're on the street. When they've stopped working, at least in an employed job, they start trying to maintain their home, they stop trying to recite things, whatever, and just are out here. When you're in this, you find out who you really are. I was taken aback. More than taken aback.
Why are you taken aback for, man? Why are you taken aback so much, man? You know how this life is. I mean, listen to this. And you can be magical to the blessings that you are allowed to have. Guess what? It's a gift that you allow for people to be able to be helped by you. Because it's only people that can be helped by you don't realize that. That may not be your gift to give to them, right? You don't realize it's a very magical space for you to be able to be up on this path and change their lives. Because you are part of that seed that fuels their desires. Now, come on, CC.
I was moved by them. I basically decided to give them their space because I wanted them to continue. You know, that's the thing, you know. I mean, we often talk about this, the whole soulmate thing. I mean, you do everything together. It's his and hers for the rest of your life, you know. Here were two people who really weren't looking to take a break from each other in any way. I wondered how it worked. I thought, you know what, they're so without means. Their love is going to endure forever. They will die together. And that was kind of beautiful. In a way, once again, I thank Organic for bringing me out here and bringing me aboard in the first place. You see, I wouldn't just be homeless myself without me. If it wasn't for him, I got a chance to see so much of life out here. Right there and then, I decided to basically once again make friends, if you will, with some of the other vagabonds. I'm sure I wasn't going to find as epic a story out here, whatever. I came across one guy who was malnourished. He had no teeth, none whatsoever. They had all fallen out. And really, he had told me, can you get me off the street? I said I was going to try. I said I was going to make an effort. That's one of the things we came out here to do. And honestly, now let me just say this again. Again, I was especially trying to get people off the street who were in a cold climate where it snows, because that's especially that's really a place. If you live more towards south where it's warm, like in Southern California, but even where I came from, McKinleyville, it snows. Once again, it's gotten a little bit better thanks to global warming.
You know, it don't snow the same. You know, it's different. It's different levels of snow, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody said, "Man, your snowing ain't nothing compared to snow." You know, got to shovel my car. You know, all this snow everywhere. I gotta, you know, get a blower. You know, they told your snow. They told your snow like California. They be probably say your snow like California snow. There ain't no real snow. Yeah, people are, man. But even though, cause you know. You go another direction, you go up to Reno and Novato and go that direction, it's snow up there, bro. So that snow is, you know, it's not the capacity of going to, you know, Tahoe and places that got a lot of different type of climate, you know. But McKinleyville, for those that have never been to McKinleyville, because some people don't know where McKinleyville is at, right? So, you know, that's going to be another show within the show, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. You've been talking about something that we got to realize this. You must understand that as you're dealing with somebody that's in the spotlight, that's being pushed through their problems and have enough understanding how to take directions in resolving their problem, because
what do you think it takes for somebody to stay in their problems when they say, well, if money is that person's problem? I need some money. That's why I need some money and a place to stay. You know, I need some housing situation. I need a housing, right? I don't have this particular thing going on, right? So it's other components that, individually-wise, you'll see different things based on who you're talking to, just in general. Even if you had 99% of people, you're not going to find 99% people in the majority of places that have one viewpoint, right? You have different types, right? So this is the thing. You're trying to tell them how you think or how you feel about what they're doing. The people talking are going to be pushback. But a person truly has to understand, oh, you don't have much time, and you want them type of people going to change something, mm-hmm. and able to do that, they can help you with based on. See, this is what people don't tell you. People don't tell you what they have, right? They tell mm-hmm. you what they allow you to know, and that may not be what is needed for them to help you. You may be careful. You may have, say, you have 25 people, right? Say you had 25 people. And you only had $200. This is just $200. Depending on where you're at, $200 ain't nothing, right? But imagine the 25 people, and you had $200. But those 25 people had $2,500, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to help them, and the help you're trying to help them is coming from what you have compared to what they have collectively to build this, right? Now, if you have these 25 people, with $2,500. If it was done right, it could be something that changed the paradigm, right? But what happens sometimes? It happens based on people's, you know, understanding about how they view someone, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't like this person. This person's nasty. They this. I'm, you know. And you look at this person and say, nasty, and you see, when you start having intimate interaction with someone, you can see things about that person, and you can see, okay, this makes sense. And you start speaking, you use that as an example, right? You go to another person and see the person they're talking about is not even talking about them on no capacity. Don't have no hate and don't know them, right? But there's times where people know what you're talking about and they're hiding. There's different components to that, right? But just based on this, right? Imagine, you know, this person is not even that nasty, and someone's calling them nasty because this person don't like a person. You got people that don't have that kind of living condition, and they call people nasty, and you see what they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know it can be diluted within the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth stays the truth, right? Yeah. Everyone, this is Comedian Organic, okay? You've been listening to Cocooning for the Microphone. Hosted by DJ Butterfly Feces. We come to the end of the show. It's 9:28, and I'm wrapping up my few words that I'm saying. You can stay tuned for the next episode for We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. It's tuning tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. This show is a later show tonight. And I'd like to thank DJ Butterfly Feces for hosting the show. I'd like to thank all those people out there that are stay tuned in by listening to the show. I like to thank the other hosts for the other Blog Talk Radio show platform that's been staying tuned into the show. I appreciate your time. For those that just fly by and just found the show based on referrals, I appreciate the referral, and I appreciate you looking into that and taking some ability to give us the work habit of change in your life, in the journey. For those out there, I appreciate you. And DJ Bella CC, thank you very much. And Talk Dude, I appreciate you out there. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, I will be co-hosting for that show tomorrow. DJ Bella CC, you take care, and I will be in touch with you.
All right. Yeah, but you can pick up all our shows off the web, off Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Cocooning from the Microphone to listen to everything we're about. Look, this Disabled Awareness Month, we're asking you to get involved. The homeless is a problem we all need to address. But you know what? There are disadvantaged, disabled people who literally, they're broken in a lot of ways. They fight every single day to break free from the problem they got, to be free from it. They deserve your time and effort, your acknowledgement. Thank you, and good night.